Okay, so yeah, back at WordFest again at the Inner Visions event at the library, and I'm here with Ronnie, who's just told a wonderful short story. Is that correct? Yeah. And so, Ronnie, if you want to introduce yourself and talk about what it is that you do.
Okay, hi everyone. My name's Ronnie, but I write under the pseudonym Runke Koka. Runke is spelled R-O-U-N-K-E. It's a Nigerian Yoruba name that means see someone to love. And I was originally named that name, which is why I write with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I write short stories, the shortest one to date of which I told this evening. And I do that as a sort of hobby, but I do enjoy it. My main income-generating job is working in a library in Brighton.
Okay. So so at the moment you're strictly sort of performing your stories, then you're not published at all.
I do have two short stories published. One in an anthology called African Love Stories, edited by Ama Ata Aidu, and the other one in a anthology called Map of Me.
Okay, so the storytelling, obviously the performance was very strong and very entertaining. Is that a strong, you know, where's that come from?
Just come from natural exuberance. No, I can do that kind of thing when I gear myself up for it, but I wouldn't want to spend all my hobby time doing that.
Right.
My goal is to be published.
Okay.
And I use these opportunities to tell some of my stories,
yeah,
to get myself out there and noticed.
Yeah. I was going to say, because obviously, you know, in a Western tradition, they've now become, you know, stories are written down and kind of, but obviously there is a, you know, around the world there's great traditions of oral storytelling and the passing on of tales and such like. And I just, you know, just wondering, because you were so entertaining and engaging by doing it, it's interesting that you don't really sort of see yourself as a primarily an oral storyteller.
Well, the thing is, you see, if I was 30 years younger and had this opportunity, I would be following the
right
oral route. But I am middle-aged, and I have life to live and job to do. And I do come from this Yoruba tradition, Yoruba of Western Nigeria tradition of oral storytelling.
Yeah,
and
that
that informs even how I write.
Yeah.
So in a way, it sort of comes natural.
Yeah.
But I don't want to spend all my time doing that. You have to travel, it costs money, sell a book. It's so much easier.
Tell me about the music as well, because I was intrigued, because I have a little bit of knowledge about Afrobeat, and I recognize Femi Kuti and his father as well. So how important that seemed to be, kind of quite important to you.
Actually, music, particularly African traditional and pop music, especially, of course, my Nigerian roots stuff, is key to my entertainment and relaxation outside the workplace, because Western music just didn't feature when I was growing up, unless, of course, it was R&B, you know, proper R&B, Isaac Hayes, R&B,
no,
the old R&B, old school.
Exactly.
And when I first came to this country to do my A-levels in a school in Bournemouth, punk had just become the fashion.
Mm.
And it was like coming to a cultural desert.
Yeah.
And I've gone out of my way in these past decades to buy up, when I can afford to, the CDs and the vinyl of the bands I remember and know from home, and other African music, like soukous, which is popular guitar-driven music of Central Africa, Mbira, and Mbakanga, and Kwaito, and all sorts of things from Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
And so music is important to me, but Afrobeat is the rhythm, along with juju music, which didn't feature this evening.
Right.
Afrobeat and juju music, they're the rhythm of my childhood, teenagehood. And so they're strong in the memory, you know?
Yeah. No, it's music that I love when I kind of come across it, and it kind of, you know, I know several people hate the term kind of world music, really, because it's just music from Africa, it's music from wherever, and it's all good. So it's nice to kind of hear, you know, from somebody who you know remembers it as a child and was kind of there. So
I would urge any of your listeners who are curious about Afrobeat to go out and buy one of Fela's CDs, and really don't worry if you don't understand what he's saying, because he seldom ever sings in proper pure English.
Just
listen to the way that music is crafted.
Mm.
It's super. Superb. It's a mixture of jazz, funk, and African rhythm.
That's
and
awesome.
I mean,
yeah,
it's just he hasn't had the international recognition as a musician, as a composer that he deserves. Or he deserved, because he's passed away now.
Absolutely. Excellent. So where can, you know, do you have a website at all, or are you on Facebook? How can people find out more about your wonderful storytelling?
Keep in touch with Writing Our Legacy, which is the community-based literature and arts organisation set up by Amy Riley in Brighton.
Okay.
Because I do a lot of, I do a lot of storytelling work with them when they offer me the opportunity. But I don't have my own website yet. One day. I will employ someone to do it.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Cheers. Simon.